We read news every day.
News that's informative, but rarely encouraging.
The Intermountain Christian Newspaper aims to change that. They present the news you need to know, from what's going on in your community to your world, with encouraging words, motivation,
and the resources you need to make positive changes in your life.
What is your local government doing that you need to know about?
What's happening in your community you need to be a part of?
Whether it's a story from your neighborhood, a national story, or an encouraging word,
you'll find biblical issues of everyday life in the Intermountain Christian Newspaper.
Intermountain Christian News is produced and supported by the work and donations of individuals and churches. You'll find it at churches, Christian bookstores, by subscription,
and online at imcnews.org.
To find out more about supporting this local resource, go online at imcnews.org or call Intermountain Christian News in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. The Intermountain Christian News,
a voice sharing the truth on matters dear to people's hearts.
Are you tired of the secular news? Do you want a Christian view of politics? Do you want to know what is going on in your Christian community? Your wait is over. Welcome to the Intermountain Christian News Hour. Here is your host, Dr. Anthony Harper.
I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with the Intermountain Christian News Hour, making a difference, giving Christians an opportunity to share commentary and their testimony. And please check us out online at imcnews.org. And today here, it's hard to believe that it's a Thursday, June 19th already. Time does go quick, especially when you're focused on the Lord and busy serving Him. And today I'm talking with my good friend Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders. Thank you, Patrick, for joining me again.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Harper. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you join me again to give us and our listeners updates. I know that you have, opened up an office there in Casper, Wyoming, and that's where you're at today, but you also have an office in Montana as well.
Yes, up in Bozeman, correct.
And our newspaper serves the Intermountain area to give Christians a voice, and I'd like for our listeners to learn, to get an update from you, more about Vision Beyond Borders, what you've been doing lately. Your website for our listeners that like to learn more would be, what is that website address again?
Vision Beyond Borders, that's B-O-R-D-E-R-S, visionbeyondborders.org.
Okay, well, thank you. I pray that a lot of people will check that out. You've got a lot of great information there, and I know you've been involved with Nepal, an outreach there. What's the latest on Nepal? What's going on there?
We're still hearing that, people are still struggling. The government's not doing much to help them. So there's some more people going in next week into Nepal, and they'll be bringing more supplies, bringing some more tents and tarps to try to protect people from the monsoon rains. When I was there, the monsoon had started, and it was pretty intense rains. It was pretty driving rain and even hailstones in some places.
Wow.
And the wind actually blew away some of the people's tarps. So it was very difficult for them. But we know there's great need, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild, if they ever do even can rebuild.
Yes. And it's a very troubled area there. In Nepal, I'm thinking that there is a lot of expression of Hinduism.
Yes. The majority of the country is Hindu. Next would be the Buddhists, and then there's also Muslims. But the number of Christians is growing, and people are opening up to the gospel. Even when we were there, we were really surprised at how receptive people were for the gospel, and they had no problem with us as Christians coming into Hindu and Buddhist villages, coming to bring aid to them, and it was just amazing. And so we're just praying that God will use this, that many people will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Yes, time is getting short, and the world is so troubled. I think of Scripture, Patrick, where he talks about these are perilous times.
Yes, there it is, and we see what's right is being trampled in the streets, whereas wickedness is being exalted. And the Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sins are reproached to any people. And we're seeing more and more the people who are evil, and they promote wickedness, and not just that they live wicked, but they actually promote wickedness. And you see more and more slams on the church. Christianity and the Bible and Jesus are defamed more and more in the mainstream media. And, you know, we talk, the society talks about tolerance, but there is no real tolerance for Bible-believing Christians and also for the state of Israel.
Yes. You know, about the state of Israel and the state of our nation, very troubling. I was just reading recently that the president of Israel had welcomed a gay pride, the Gay Pride Day in Israel.
Wow.
How disturbing. A leader of Israel, you know, doing this, and we know from history, when Israel adopted these pagan practices, this evil, of course, we know God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of this.
Yes.
And they had more terrorism in Israel because of their pagan practices. They refused to repent. I'm seeing some similarities between America and Israel, even though America's not in prophecy that I know of. Mm-hmm. But Israel definitely is. But both nations have claimed to be under God.
Yes.
And very alarming. So what is your... what are your concerns about what you see going on with, you know, Israel accepting... welcome to homosexuality, and our President Obama doing that, and so much happening.
Well, I think, you know, it's just fulfillment of Scripture. Then the last days, perilous times will come. It says that men will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Mm-hmm. And we see that more and more, and, you know, even when the famous Hollywood people comes out and is transgender now, that is actually, you know, going through surgery to become a woman, a man from a woman.
Right.
And how that's the top of the news. And it's like, you know, there's more important things in the world going on that should be talked about, not this man's deviant lifestyle. And instead, they're giving him awards for being a hero and all this garbage. And he's not a hero. You know, and the Bible says that this is wrong. This is wrong, and what's considered wrong is now called right, and what is right is called wrong. And it's just sad, because as people get away from the Word of God, and we see it even in the church, you know, people are not reading the Word anymore. People are saying, well, I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to pray. Well, if you don't have time to read the Word and you don't have time to pray, is Jesus really your Lord and Savior? I mean, you know, I think our prayer life shows how much really we depend on God and how much we depend on ourselves. And so people don't even know the Word, even in the churches anymore. You say, hey, this is what the Word says, and people are offended by that. And I was even talking to a guy yesterday, and he was telling me, he said, you know, some people in the church were offended that we carry Bibles into closed countries. He said, well, you're breaking, these people said, you're breaking the law. How can you break the law to get the gospel out? And it's like, well, read the book of Acts, you know, and read the Gospels, how Jesus came and preached the truth, and they hated him. And, you know, when we come with the truth, people are going to hate us. And, you know, Paul, I mean, he went through many things. He was beaten many, many times. He was rejected. He was, you know, ridiculed and mocked. I mean, Jesus himself went through more of it than anybody. But he said, you will have tribulation in this life. And then to think, well, people say, well, you know, should you really be going into closed countries with Bibles? And it's like, what? You know, I mean, thank God that people throughout history put their lives on the line to get the gospel to us in America today.
Well, for those that would say that, they could also ask the question, should we even go in to share the gospel without the Bible? Don't even talk about Jesus when you go into the closed countries.
You know, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, you think about throughout history, I mean, the Hebrew midwives were told by Egyptians, don't let the Hebrew boys live, kill them when they're the babies.
Yeah.
And they refused. They refused to do it, you know. And I believe there's a point coming, and I believe it's coming very soon in America, where we as Christians need to stand up more and more. And as our government becomes more and more wicked, and the society becomes more and more wicked, the church has to say, no, we're not going along with you. You know, we are going to stand on the Word of God. We're going to do what the Bible says. And even if it's unpopular, you know, they may start coming in and closing down the churches, which wouldn't surprise me. And even ministries coming in and shutting us down and saying, because you don't accept the homosexual agenda and you don't accept, you know, what's next? Will it be pedophiles will be okay? You know, I mean, society is decaying very fast. And so we need the church, God's people, to stand up now more than ever to stand for the truth and say, you know what, we're not going to compromise the word of God. You know, we are going to stand on what God's word says. We'll love these people. We'll pray for them. But God says sin is sin, whether it's adultery or gluttony or alcoholism or homosexuality, whatever it is, it's sin. But I think we have to lead the way that we're letting God change our lives and making us more like Jesus so that we can be a bold witness for Jesus and proclaim the truth, but speak the truth in love, that we care about these people. We don't want to see them burn in hell.
No, it is out of our love. And Jesus warned people about the reality of hell. And yes, that's a loving thing to do, is to warn people, to let them know the impending danger, you know?
Yes.
Let them know what's going on.
Right.
I really like Ray Comfort's book, Hell's Best Kept Secret.
Mm. Yes, yes.
You know, and
I think it's important to use the law in evangelism. I think it's very important because, especially in our society today, people don't know what sin is. I mean, when you've got society saying it's okay for a man to change his sex from being a man to a woman, and you got homosexuality paraded in front of everybody, society doesn't know what's right or wrong anymore. So that's why we have to have the Word of God as our moral compass and to lead us and guide us and to show us what's true and what's not true, because society is deceived. You know, we know that the Satan is the ruler of this earth, and he deceives a lot of people. And so society will say this is acceptable, but the Bible says it's not acceptable. It's an stench in God's nostrils. And so we have to, as Christians, we need to be able to discern between the good and the profane. And we, of all people, God's people, should be able to discern and tell people what's right from wrong. But if I'm not in the Word of God, if I'm not in the Word, I'm not in prayer, I don't know what God's Word says, and I could be easily deceived. I believe, you know, there's a parable of the 10 virgins when Jesus returned, and when the bridegroom returned, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. And the 5 that were wise had their lamps trimmed. They were ready. They were ready for the bridegroom to come, even in the middle of the night. And I think so, unfortunately, so many in the church would claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, but don't pray. They don't read the word. They have no dependence on God. They have no knowledge of Scripture. And it's like, will they be one of the foolish virgins when the bridegroom comes, they'll be left behind?
Well, I think, yeah, there are a lot of church people that could fit in that category. Jesus talks about the people have a form of godliness. They deny the power.
That's right.
And they sure look on the outside, you know, good to people. And they just don't have that relationship with Jesus. And, you know, we were just talking about earlier about taking a stand, sharing the truth and love. You know, through this persecution, Christians can be united that we're experiencing. And the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, is expected out here very shortly this month with their decision on marriage, although God, you know, has already made up his mind on this issue. And
right.
There's this document. I don't know if you had heard about it, Patrick, but Christian leaders took out a large ad in the Washington Post, a warning to the Supreme Court. This was an open letter to the Supreme Court of the United States. And there's this great website, defendmarriage.org, that people can find out about that. But it's nice to know that, to see Christians banding together under this persecution.
Yeah.
And you're probably aware of also that there was a Houston, Texas mayor, a lesbian mayor that was trying to subpoena the pastor's sermons. And boy, it was thrilling to see the Christian leaders energized and, unified in the midst of this persecution.
Well, I believe, Dr. Harper, that we're living in a time when Christians cannot ride the fence any longer. We have to make a choice. Whose side are we going to be on? Are we going to be on the Lord's side, or are we going to go for the world? And I think that the lines are being drawn more and more, and God's church, he's calling his church to be light, salt and light. And we are offensive to a world that's in darkness. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. He said he's a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And I'd rather fall on Jesus and be broken than have him fall on me on Judgment Day and be crushed to pieces. So yeah. I think it's time, and I'm really thankful to hear that the body of Christ is bonding together, and I believe they are, and I believe that people are realizing it's not one denomination. It's people who love Jesus Christ all over the world, and I think it's mm-hmm. time that we band together and we help each other and say, hey, we're in this together. How do we help you? How do we pray for you? And we just had a team come back from Cuba, and they were able to deliver a lot of supplies there and you know, encourage the believers there, and they said the church is experiencing revival in Cuba, but they're praying church. They pray and they evangelize and they're planting more churches and they're really heart, and they have a heart for missions, and it's exciting because they are passionate about reaching their country with the gospel. They don't have the material wealth that the U.S. has. They don't have all the distractions that we have, but they're focused on getting the gospel out. And we heard about one pastor that wanted some flannel graphs, and he has a church, large church, and they asked him, what can we do for you, pastor? What do you need? And he said, I could really use 3 flannel graphs. We have a children's ministry, but we don't have anything to teach the kids with. And they were able to give him 3 flannel graphs, and the man broke down and started to cry. He was so grateful, and he said, God has answered my prayers today. Flannel graphs that we pay $25 for, so $75 worth of materials. But that was exactly what they needed for their church to reach out to their children in Cuba. And, you know, and it's like, I feel like we as Christians in America, we need to lift up our eyes and see the fields are white into harvest around us, that people are open to gospel all over the world, and we need to be about the Father's business, not about building our own kingdoms and saying, look at me, look what I've all amassed in this world. But Lord, how do I reach people for Jesus Christ, and how do I strengthen the body, help encourage and strengthen the body of Christ around the world? And Lord, what is it you called me to do? I want to be obedient to the call of God in my life.
Yes, we need to be obedient to Him. And He is our only hope, our only life. Yes. I really like what Paul had to say, summing up all of our experience here on earth in that this sentence, to live as Christ and to die as gain.
Amen.
I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with the Intermountain Christian News Hour, wanting to share the gospel message with you. It is clear that you hear the message and respond as soon as possible. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Please humble yourself today and admit your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be your Savior today before it's too late. If you died today without Jesus, you would be lost forever in hell, which does exist, contrary to what you've heard from Oprah Winfrey and so many others. Please respond today, and it would be exciting to know of your decision for Him and to share Jesus with others once you've committed your life to Him. We'd love to hear from you. You can call our number in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. I'd love to hear of your decision for Jesus. And please share with as many people as possible. To learn more about having a relationship with Jesus, you can check out our website, imcnews.org. And at the top left of our website, you'll see a Who is Jesus banner ad, so you can click on that for more information. Also, you can call 24/7, this toll-free number, 1-888-NEED-HIM. And there's also a website, www.needhim.org. Once again, that 24/7 telephone number, toll-free, 1-888-NEED-HIM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with Intermountain Christian News Hour. I'm back here again with Patrick Klein. Just had a little bit of a technical problem there. Patrick, thanks for joining me today for the Intermountain Christian News Hour. And we've been talking about a lot of hot issues, you know. Time is short. And people need to know Christ as their Savior before it's too late.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Dr. Harper, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say, yeah, we just need to get the gospel message out more and more as we see the day approaching very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I heard a story about a pastor recently in a closed country. And this pastor made his way to, it took him quite a while, but he got to the capital in this country, and he went to meet with some of the church leaders and said, I pastor a church of 60 people in our congregation. And he said, I'm the only one in the congregation that has a Bible. And he said to the church leaders, he said, do you have any Bibles? And they said, unfortunately, we don't. But our contacts, his wife was there. She overheard the conversation. She said, "Sir, I can't leave the meeting right now, but if you go to my house, I'll call the babysitter and see if they can help you." And so this pastor went, made his way to this our contact's house. And when he was at the house, he said, "I need 60 Bibles." And they happened to have 60 Bibles. And Dr. Harper, this pastor was so touched by that, that he had Bibles he could actually take back to the congregation. He sat down on the couch and he wept for 30 minutes. He was so grateful to have God's Word to take back with him. And I just, you know, I think about how blessed we are in America. We have God's Word. But yet how many or how few people actually in America anymore take the time to read the Word of God? Maybe we open it on Sunday morning for a little bit for the pastor's sermon, but we're not in the Word daily. And I believe it's important that we love God's Word and we cherish God's Word and that we cling to it, because the world is full of deception and deceit. But the Word of God is a sure foundation. You know, it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We need the Word of God. We need it especially in these last days when we see, you know, darkness covering the earth. We see wickedness on the rise everywhere. That we as Christians can shine the light of Jesus Christ and say, this is what God's Word says. You know, I mean, Supreme Court can redefine marriage. God's not impressed with Supreme Court.
No.
You know, and the thing is, I think as Christians, we need to get to a place in America that we say, okay, you know, our government is going more and more against God. Our society is going more and more against God. Our hope is not in our government. Our hope is in God alone. And
correct.
Jesus, we need you to help us in America. Lord, we ask that you would send one last revival, Lord, that you would pour out your Spirit on our country. We deserve judgment, but we ask you to have mercy on us. And I believe that, you know, as Christians, we need to be crying out to God on a daily basis as we see the flood of wickedness. And we were just talking about, I was talking to a friend about the other day, how just in the last couple of years, it's just this flood of wickedness. And I think it's so important that as Christians, we stand on the Word of God and we just say, we're not going to compromise. And it may cost us everything. We may lose everything. But if we gain Christ, that's what matters.
Yeah, and what I was saying earlier, you know, to live as Christ and to die as gain, what it's all about. There's another scripture that says that when Christ, who is your life, appears, you will be caught up to be forever with the Lord. So, and I remember Peter said, where else can I go? You have the words of life. So Christ is all about life, and people are searching for purpose, and they'll never find it if they don't look to Christ. And there's so much, so many shallow things that people do, looking for meaning. And you think of all the time that people are spending doing other things other than studying the Bible. I mean, the Bible is so exciting. I just love to listen to it. But you know, there's an attack on the authority of the Bible. A lot of people don't believe it. It really is the Word of God. But there's some great videos. I don't know if you've seen those before about by Lee Strobel, The Case for Christ or The Case for Our Creator.
But I've actually read his books. I really enjoyed his books.
Some great books. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, people don't want a standard. They don't want a standard in the world.
Uh-huh.
They don't want a standard. They want to do what they want to do. I was reading a book last night about how there's a lot of rape going on in some of the universities in Montana. And just how it's so accepted, you know, with these athletes are getting, they think they're getting away with it. And people don't want a standard of righteousness anymore. And if it's all about self and fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And it's like, you know, Lord, somehow use this in these girls' lives, that Lord, that they'll turn to you and find that you're the only one that can heal them from this brokenness. Lord, I pray for these athletes, that Lord, you would convict them of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. And you know, I think a lot of it's because our country's become so much about partying. All about getting drunk, and you know, we see more and more drugs being, you know, people using more and more drugs, and just I think it's because they're convicted inside. They're convicted. They know what they're doing is wrong, but they have to try to, you know, put that out, that you know, the Holy Spirit's trying to speak to them, and they've got it covered up with alcohol and drugs and sex and money and all these things to satisfy them. But we know those things will never, ever satisfy. They can't, because Jesus is the only one that can really satisfy the heart of man. And he's the one that can change the heart of man.
He is the only one. And it is so sad to hear about these rapes. There's so much abuse that is going on. And I feel so sad for the children. You know, I want a child to be born because the parents love each other. You know, and I just think of what the children go through. A lot of the parents, the adults, they don't think about how this is going to impact the children. And it's so self-centered. But anyway,
Mr. Harper,
go ahead.
It's just, you know, as Christians, we can see what's happening. We see society decaying, and we know it's because people are turning against the Word of God and their disobedience to the Word of God, and we see the judgments coming on the earth. We can see, you know, even in Paul, it says that there'll be earthquakes in various places and wars and rumors of wars, and we see the world is in a mess, and we know that the more people turn to wickedness and sin, the more lives that will be destroyed in the process, and we see the value of women going down more and more, and we see children, you know, the value is no longer there. The people used to really honor their children and love their children and see them as a gift from God, which is what Scripture says, okay?
Yes.
But the more the world walks away from the Word of God and shuns the Word of God and says, shakes their fists at God and says, we don't want you in our society, the more these things will increase. You know, the Bible says in the last days, perilous times will come. It doesn't say wonderful times will come when it'll be all great and rosy and everything else. It's the world is in a mess, but it's like, Lord, please use these situations for your glory. The people will turn to you. They'll see that the world is empty and that the world cannot satisfy, and that Jesus, you're our only hope. And even this man that just is doing this transgender thing, you know, switching from being a man to a woman.
Right.
I've been praying for him. God, have mercy on this man. This man's deceived. He's really deceived, and he thinks that if he changes his sex and become a woman, that he'll be satisfied deep down inside it. And he can never be satisfied because God made them male and female. He didn't make a man to be a woman. He didn't make a woman to be a man.
No.
He created them the way he wanted them to be and the way he wants us to be. And, you know, just because you change your sex is not going to satisfy you deep down inside. It's only knowing Jesus Christ and knowing forgiveness for your sins and having a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ that's going to bring peace in your soul and joy into your life. It's not going to be changing your sex or doing all these other things or homosexual or lesbian marriage. That's not going to satisfy you deep down inside. No person can satisfy another person. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy our souls. And until we really humble ourselves and cry out to him, the world will never fulfill us, and we'll just see more and more sin and wickedness increase.
We will. I think on the next on the list, after transgender issues, would be transracial issue.
Wow.
People that really believe they're black, but they're white, or they're white, or they're black, or whatever, you know. It just keeps going on. And, you know, I remember how the prophets in Israel warned people about God's impending judgment if there was no repentance. And the way they treated those prophets, they stoned them, you know.
Yeah.
They were so angry about what they had to say. And when we speak up and say, you know, we need to get right with God, and we've got to turn from our wicked ways or something worse is going to happen. And I really see clearly, you know, Patrick, is that God removes his protection. He, you know, slowly is being removed from America. We're having so much happen that ISIS is getting into our country, you know.
Right.
We're having more anger, more terrorism, more violence, and people just don't get it. I would hope that they would. But
I think, Dr. Harper, you know, the Bible tells us to renew our minds daily with the Word of God.
Right.
And I believe because people are not in the Word of God, people don't have sound minds anymore. I mean, people do absolute foolishness and stupidity, and they think that it's fine. And it's like anybody with common sense and would say, this is foolishness. This is stupidity. But I think that because society is getting farther and farther away from the Word of God, and the Word of God, you know, really provides a foundation for us in every area of our lives. And so you take out that foundation, and the Bible says every man does what's right in his own eyes. And that's where we're at in society. If everybody's doing what's right in their own eyes, and sin affects, my sin affects not only me, but affects all the people around me, but most of all, it grieves the heart of God. And I think that people need to realize that there's consequences for sin. You know, if I go out and commit fornication, you know, I'm hurting another human being, but I'm also hurting the cause of Christ. And I don't want to bring reproach on the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Plus, you know, you do that fornication, there's an opportunity for a baby to be, you know, conceived out of wedlock. And then what happens in that child's life? And so we need to step back and say, you know what? Self-control is what the Bible teaches is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not repressive. But it's a good thing to learn how to control my body and my desires and say no to the flesh and the things of the world.
Yes, we've got to do. We've got to be obedient to God, and it would be better just to be alone than having to, you know, have put a child through all that, you know.
Yes.
Of all that pain, you know, of a broken home or conflict, and it's so sad. So, I just want to encourage people to be humble and in prayer, and you know, look up 2 Chronicles 7:14 about the importance of turning from our wicked ways. Really has a solution to, I believe, to terrorism and so many other issues if we just really be humble before God. And do you have any upcoming events, Patrick, with Vision Beyond Borders, you'd like to share with our listeners?
Actually, I'm headed on another trip over to Asia. I'll be going to Asia most of the summer, off and on.
Okay.
Just working to get more Bibles moved. We are looking at another project to print more Bibles for the country of Lebanon. So if people would like to get involved with that, you know, we're trying to reach out to the Syrian refugees and also the Lebanese Muslims. So if people would like to help with that, they can get on our website and can donate online, or if they would like to even send in hygiene supplies. One of the things we're working on now is we're going to send a container into northern Iraq full of hygiene supplies, basic medical supplies, and school supplies to help the Christians and Yazidis that were run out of their homes by ISIS.
Oh, wonderful. An opportunity for to be a wonderful witness there of Jesus' love. And I just want to encourage, of course, people can check out more information about Vision Beyond Borders at your website, visionbeyondborders.org. And, you know, I guess you had a final comment, you know, I've heard a lot of people concerned about all the Muslim refugees coming into our country and President Obama giving favor for Muslim refugees over Christian refugees in our country. Mm. So what is your concern about the influx of Muslim immigration in America and what we can do, as what we should do as believers to reach them with the gospel message here?
I believe we need to evangelize them. But I also believe that because the mainstream media is not talking about the persecution of Christians around the world, it's important for God's people to be talking about it and to be praying for these people and to tell people. Because I think if the world knew the truth about what's happening in China, the revival, how people are turning to Christ, I think if people knew how Muslims are turning to faith in Jesus Christ, I think we would see a move of God in America where people start going back to the church, people who start going back to the Word of God and saying, what is it we've overlooked here? And I think if Christians knew that other Christians are dying for their faith, I think it encourages us to stand up, but it's also a witness to the world, because you don't hear of Muslims dying for their faith. Mm-hmm. You hear of Christians dying for their faith at the hands of radical Muslims. And it opens our eyes to see what radical Islam really is, and that we need to be praying for these people. And I'm praying that many of these terrorists will come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and become evangelists.
That would be so wonderful. I think about what happened to Saul, who turned out to be Paul.
Yes.
He was a persecutor of Christians, and he ended up turning out to be the best evangelist that we've ever had. So,
yes.
what a wonderful story that is about Saul turning to Paul. For those who want to look that up in the Bible, a great testimony. So thank you, Patrick, for joining me again today. VisionBeyondBorders.org has all the information to get involved, to help out with Vision Beyond Borders and being that witness for Christ in these very important areas of outreach. So God bless you. Safe travel. All those with you, Patrick, thanks for joining me once again.
Thank you, Dr. Harper, and thank you for all that you guys do as well. You know, I'm excited to see that you guys are on the front lines getting the Word of God out and getting the truth to people. It's so important. So thank you for your ministry as well.
I'm Dr. Anthony Harper here with Intermountain Christian News Hour, an outreach of the Intermountain Christian Newspaper, making a difference. And we need your support of good news. Check out our website at imcnews.org, where you can download our newspaper and make your tax-deductible donation to support our voice, our Christian concerns at the White House and in Israel and other places. Do go online to make your donation and support this important news ministry, the only evangelical Christian newspaper of its kind, a grassroots newspaper in our Intermountain regions, spanning from Colorado over to Reno, Nevada. And we currently have needs to cover our travel expenses for White House and Israel trips. And also, we need a donated minivan, a vehicle, a good condition, low mileage, air conditioning, and automatic transmission for delivery of our newspapers and other news events that we go to cover, representing Christian concerns. So please make your donation at tax-deductible online at imcnews.org just by clicking on the donate banner ad that you see there. Thank you for your support of our good newspaper and for your prayers, most importantly, that we can continue to be a voice of truth for Christians in our Intermountain region, for the glory of God.
We read news every day.
News that's informative, but rarely encouraging.
The Intermountain Christian Newspaper aims to change that. They present the news you need to know, from what's going on in your community to your world, with encouraging words, motivation,
and the resources you need to make positive changes in your life.
What is your local government doing that you need to know about?
What's happening in your community you need to be a part of?
Whether it's a story from your neighborhood, a national story, or an encouraging word,
you'll find biblical issues of everyday life in the Intermountain Christian Newspaper.
Intermountain Christian News is produced and supported by the work and donations of individuals and churches. You'll find it at churches, Christian bookstores, by subscription,
and online at imcnews.org.
To find out more about supporting this local resource, go online at imcnews.org or call Intermountain Christian News in Boise, Idaho at 208-703-8688. The Intermountain Christian News,
a voice sharing the truth on matters dear to people's hearts.